Welcome back to the Bonusa Pregame Show. Kelly Schultz, along with the head coach of the BSU Beaver women's hockey team, Jim Scanlon. Game two of the WCHA playoffs. Yesterday, your team fell to the Gophers 3-1. After watching video, what are some of the takeaways and things that your team probably needs to do a little differently today?
Sure. Well, first, Kelly, there's a lot of good in the video. A lot of good opportunities, some real quality grade A chances that we were able to manufacture. And I think the biggest thing that we need to do better at, we certainly like to spend more time in the offensive zone. Credit Minnesota, though, in terms of why that's difficult. Certainly their defense make that a challenge, because Steckline, Wolf, Baldwin, they're all extremely good. They're great first pass defensemen, and they make it really hard in order to, you know, try to get your forecheck and you know, gain possession of the puck. And then once we do, then it's a matter of being smart with it, you know, not fronting it, trying to protect it as best we can, and you know, trying to manufacture more offense. So that's number one. Two, we just got to, you know, again, coming out of the zone, be a little bit more efficient, and then getting the puck past their defenseman and, you know, through the neutral zone. I think the first goal they scored yesterday, we turned it over in the neutral zone. It winds up in our net, then we behind in our zone, then we turn the puck over trying to get out again, and then the end result is the puck's in the back of our net. So again, we just got to do a better job in those areas and you know, be a little grittier in some areas. And but I loved our effort, I loved our compete level. You know, we certainly gave it everything we had, and I've always said we can't ask for anything more than that. Sometimes you got to get a bounce, you got to get some puck luck. You know, we certainly didn't have much yesterday in terms of hitting pipes and crossbars and things like that. So maybe today's different.
Well, I know one thing. Anybody that looked at the stats last night probably thought Minnesota easily won that game. Stats definitely lied last night. I heard their backup crew was doing all the shots. No excuses. I think anybody watching the game would have seen the same thing we did, is that your team played such a great game against a high-powered offense like the Gophers.
Yeah, it was, like I said, I certainly heard from a lot of people that watched the game, thought the same thing. And but the bottom, the end result is we got beat, and that's, you know, again, we're facing an outstanding team that when they're playing well, it just makes our challenge that much greater. And Minnesota certainly played a solid game last night. But again, today's a new day. It's a new opportunity. You know what? We know exactly what our situation is, and you know, we'll do everything we can and try whatever we can to see if we can't come out on top today.
I think overall your defense did look pretty good last night, despite you playing a lot of minutes inside your zone. But from top to bottom, I think there really weren't any bad plays by your defense.
Absolutely not. I thought our defense as a core were outstanding. I thought Madison Hutchinson may have been the best game she's played all year. That Missy Hunt was, you know, extremely good. I mean, Bree Jordy had some great shifts, almost scored right off on her first shift of the game. You know, AJ is such a competitor. She's, you know, she works so hard, tries to do anything she can to make things happen for you. And, you know, Carly and Lisa were just as solid. So all in all, I thought as a core they were good. You know, again, Minnesota's the type of team that can certainly put pressure on you in your end, but I thought our defense did a really nice job.
Well, Minnesota's defense were the ones that scored last night. How do you keep them from getting those kind of goals from the perimeter?
Well, the first one, you know what, she shoots a wrist shot that I think actually AJ went up to try to catch and hit AJ's glove and deflects down in the net. I mean, you know, that's when I use the term puck luck, that's exactly what I'm talking about. That's what I refer to. That was, for them, puck luck was on their favorite, because if she doesn't touch that puck, it goes over the net. You know, the second goal, Marshall made a nice play coming down the weak side, you know, and their player saw her, and, you know, she put a good shot and scored. I mean, you know, you tip your hat to them. You know, defensively, we just got to have our heads on a swivel and obviously be aware of when their defense do that. Third goal was Steckline on the power play. They outnumbered us in front of the net, and again, the puck, you know, sometimes we say it doesn't have to be pretty. If you can get pucks to the net and then outnumber them, I mean, that's what can happen, and that's certainly what happened for them. They outnumbered us in front, and the loose puck pops right on her stick with an open net.
You mentioned earlier in our conversation about the couple of posts and crossbar that were hit. Lauren Miller had a couple of great looks last night. Abby Haluska, same story. What's it going to take to get something past Sydney Peters here today?
Well, I think you saw last night, you know, Haley Max just coming down the wing and throws one on the net. It looked pretty harmless, you know, but it skipped off the ice and went past her. I mean, that's the bottom line. We just got to get more pucks to the net. I certainly think we had more than the 9 shots, but at the same time, we need to get more than we did. You know, we certainly need to put more pressure on her, try to take the game to her a little bit more. And again, easy for me to say that, but again, you're going against a very good defensive team with some outstanding individual defensemen that are extremely talented, and they make it hard getting pucks to the net. But again, we certainly created chances. After we made it 3-1, Emma Terrace, Bergie sets her up for a bang bang right in front of the net, and Peters made a big save. So we just need to keep doing that, and like I said, hopefully tonight's our night in terms of getting a bounce or two, and if we could do that, I like our chances.
I know you're always talking about this team being a team that you would take to battle anywhere, any day. What is it about this group of young women that makes them so special?
Well, I think they just get along so well. That's the thing that's been so fun to see all year long. It's just, yeah, they legitimately, all 24 would get along. They're all friendly with each other. There's no cliques, or the upperclassmen don't treat the freshmen like they're second class citizens. I mean, they welcomed them right from day one, and it's been fun to see that. It's been fun to see those relationships develop through the course of the year, just to see how tight they are and how they get along. And that, to me, that's what it's all about. I mean, that's when it's all said and done, whenever their careers are over, and it's 5-10 years from now, they're all going to be best friends still, and that's the important thing. So they're just been a fun group to be around on a daily basis, and you saw yesterday that their competitive spirit, they certainly went out there and battled as hard as they could.
They got great attitudes, too. I know Corinne and I are right next door to Lauren Miller and Aaron Dieters, and I caught a glimpse of their room. It's a disaster, and Miller said straight up, "We're coming back here. We're staying one more night." You got to like that and appreciate that as a coach, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I'm sure every single one of them has the same attitude, and I would expect no less from this group.
Coach, your back's against the wall tonight. What's it going to take to beat the Gophers?
Whatever it takes, Kelly, whatever it takes. Certainly it's going to start with that effort, that compete level, being gritty, and then we just got to find ways to get pucks to the net, and we got to do a good job of keeping them out of our zone best we can. And certainly Britt's going to be a big factor in this game, but with her back there, I always like our chances, and so that's no different today.
Good luck today, Coach. We'll talk to you in the post game, and go beat those Gophers.
Thanks, Kelly.